Juan Williams. You see him on Fox. He's a member of the Five. And also, he writes for TheHill.com, most recent column. Midterm elections will come down to one question. Do voters believe the GOP Congress can manage and monitor Donald Trump? Do you think Congress, people like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, can they handle a 45, or is it the other way around, right?
I think right now, I mean, at least 40, 41 days in, it's the other way around.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I would say so. It's not the tail wagging the dog here.
We know that the speaker would like the president to get it in gear on the tax cuts and on health care. We know that for a fact, but he seems to be working at his own pace.
Let's see what Juan Williams hears in D.C. this morning. Juan, welcome back to WDLS. That split in the Republican Party of those that want to move the tax cuts to the front of the line here, how significant is that, and what do you expect to hear tonight?
Well, this is a really interesting question. Maybe it's even more interesting than you understand, because you've got a situation here where people are urgent about the tax cuts because that was a promise and the top of the Republican agenda. I say that to separate it from the Trump agenda. But then you've got Obamacare in the middle of it. They've got to find a way to deal with Obamacare before they can properly put the tax reform in place. And just last night, I was talking to some farmers, and they're upset about the whole business of a potential border adjustment tax, because that would hurt them and their ability, you know, to export farm goods. So there are lots of interest on lots of sides here, but you're exactly right about, you know, the dog is wagging the tail here. It's President Trump that's setting the pace, and the Congress is, they're so excited to have a Republican president. They're not quite sure how to do business with them or get them to pay attention to their interests.
I mean, tonight's important not only from the standpoint of what Donald Trump will say to the Democrats, but also a certain faction of Republicans, right?
Yeah, well, he's got to rally the Republican base. That's what he's got right now. You look at the fading poll numbers for him. He's losing the Democrats, definitely, but it's the independents, the undecideds. You know, they're just kind of in the middle, and they're not there right now for him, especially educated people who voted for him in some cases. What's interesting, I was looking at the Wall Street Journal poll yesterday. They said it's people who either voted for Hillary Clinton because they voted for Trump because they couldn't stand Hillary Clinton, or people who didn't vote who are still kind of, let me have it.
Hey, Juan, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can I get you to pivot 90 degrees back the other way? We lost the cell there for a second.
Oh, no, here I am.
Sorry, there we go. That's much better. Thank you. So,
I was saying that the Wall Street Journal thing was so interesting because people who didn't vote or voted for Trump because they couldn't stand Hillary are people who are still standing by Donald Trump's side. But a lot of the educated people who did vote for him are kind of like, boy, this is chaotic in Washington.
What do you expect to hear tonight, in as much as I don't think it's going to be nearly what we've seen previously? And what are you hearing about him sticking to a teleprompter? That's not likely to happen either.
No, but they are putting a teleprompter there. They've got a script. But remember what happened even during the inauguration. Donald Trump is going to be Donald Trump, and he knows that people love it when he goes off script. And when he just starts to sing from his own hymnal, he's at his best. And I think that's, you know, he's just going to do that. By the way, what do you hear?
What do I hear in Chicago? I hear that it's going to be a speech that's memorable. I heard it was crafted very well, that Priebus had a lot to do with it. Bannon had a share in it as well. And I hear that he will probably deviate from the script and point out some people upstairs as well tonight. That's what I heard.
No, he's got the guests coming. I think he's got Justice Scalia's widow coming, and then he's got some parents of people who were killed by illegal immigrants. So I think you have the whole immigration issue very large, and he's going to push that one. But I thought you said that this was going to be a speech like no other. So that's why I thought, maybe something else is going on I'm unaware of.
I think just based on the fact that it's being delivered by Donald John Trump, it's going to be a speech like none other.
Fact. I agree with that.
I go with you on that one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Juan, thank you much for your time this morning. We'll be watching on Fox and read you at The Hill.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Take care. See you. That's Juan Williams from Fox News joining us here on WDLS.